grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Hey, welcome, Chris Fowley.
Thank you.
Glad to have you with us. You made your way through the tail end
the
of, a protest to get here.
Got back in the country fine. No problems.
Always, mate. No problem. My friends
with
at the airport.
Scent?
We love them. Yeah. They keep the job safe. They keep everyone safe. I tell you, we've got swabbed for bombs both ways, snuffed by the dogs.
Bombs. But
yeah, it's all about fruit, I think. They've got their eyes on all
those
things.
The dogs are in such good nick. You want to pat them, but
they're
you're
so
not
cute.
Allowed. You're
I know,
not allowed to touch them.
So cute. And a cordon round here, I see, as I was coming down the road.
But
I made it through.
Is it the arts scenario? Is that where? Is that the?
I think it must be around the closure of the arts library.
It seemed to result in a free Uber here. The guy wanted to make a quick getaway. He was. I'm dropping you here and gone.
He didn't want it. He just did a U-turn.
Pretty much squealing tires. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So yeah, but what a week. I've actually been over in Australia for the last few days. Just got back last night. So I went to what's called the HHI, the Hemp Health and Innovation Expo. That's now in its third year in the Sydney Showgrounds.
It's in a totally young. That's quite a young thing. I didn't realise it was only 3 years old.
For the expo?
Yeah. That seems young, doesn't it?
Oh, no, come on. It's since it's been made legal there.
Most so expos, I talk about it from like the early 80s.
This
is a cannabis expo, though. It's not quite like most ones. So, yeah, it's coincided with their law reform, and it's a really good kind of gauge of where things are at and where the industry's at. They all think that New Zealand's streaking way ahead. They're all kind of like, don't do it like us. They've been bogged down in red tape and regulations.
Where
and
is Australia at in general?
Well, they're just to the west of us. And so they had what they did is like what our government is intending to do with our bill. They've legalized the industry, and there's about 27 or 28 companies that are on the stock market. There's a whole bunch of people that have made a lot of money. There's a whole bunch of people that haven't made a lot of money. What it hasn't done yet is help patients, because it's still kind of the pharmaceutical route. They have streamlined it and made it a bit easier, but it's still the same basic kind of process.
And is that what they're all screaming? They're going, don't go
to
pharma.
Don't do it like this, because then you need so much
big
capital
business.
That only big business can get involved, but also B, it means that you have to get some sort of partnership with a big cannabis company from overseas to help you get over that threshold.
Right.
And so they're kind of getting bought up by the Canadians and that. There's a lot of that. And they're just saying, well, you know, a lot of it comes down to genetics, in fact. If you're going to legalize medical cannabis or legalize cannabis, what are you legalizing? And often they pretend that all the black market doesn't exist at that point. And they kind of go, no, that's illegal cannabis. You can't have any of that. So where's your legal source? And your legal source is hemp. Or it's a few companies around the world that are in legal jurisdictions. And so if they have that kind of qualification here that, you can only get your initial genetics from a legal source, not just your mate down the road or what you've been growing for 20 years.
Because we know that there's so many different types of marijuana.
Absolutely.
There's so many different types of things. I mean,
if you're forced to deal with these companies overseas and make deals and that, then you're stuck with their genetics. You don't get to have what makes New Zealand unique.
That's
so therefore,
terrible.
as an industry, we don't have any advantage in terms of making sales and exports around the world. We'll just be having Canadian cannabis grown in New Zealand or something like that. So it's really important if you want a vibrant, dynamic industry, which is what you need to benefit patients with innovation and competition and good products and that.
I'm just wrapped
up. Got to allow New Zealand genetics.
What did I have the other day? Kakariki, some Kakari Gold. Or?
Love it.
Jesus.
That is
it
a six
whole,
times
it
cannabis
changed my whole
cup
perspective
winner.
On shit. Straight up, I was like, this is special weed. It was like such a good time. I just want to clap that weed.
I love that. I love that. That's
like
very good.
I mean, cannabis has been in New Zealand for a long time now, so it's kind of traveled down a certain route.
And not so everything's a silk road.
It's one of these, I guess, it's as you're saying, Matt, it's like a, not a cultural thing, but it kind of is in a way.
It
has its own identity, doesn't it? Cannabis in New Zealand. So there must be plenty of stuff which is cruising around, which is
unique.
If you look at it in a tourist aspect, the worldly smoker will be like, shit, I haven't figured out New Zealand weed yet. I'll go there. You know, that's
right.
Sort of
so
where
if we
at.
Want that, then we need to have our genetics, because if we're just growing other people, why would they come here?
Yeah.
So and all the interesting things that are in there. I mean, I was actually with some of the Australians I was talking to. You know, they're doing swaps with genetics with some overseas companies because they want their stuff because there's interesting things in there. Yeah. And when they get them analyzed in a lab, they find these little peaks of unknown cannabinoids. And like, ooh, what's those?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And that might be unique to there. You just don't know until you research it. So it's really important we do that. Now, that is what they did in Canada, and that's why they leapt right to the front, because they didn't sort of pretend, oh, this doesn't exist here, you have to get in the stuff from Holland or some other thing. You know, they just let them do that. Mm. Same in every state in America that's done it. Colorado did what they call a magic window, and they just kind of turn around for 2 weeks, and in that magic window you could register whatever you wanted,
like a seed swap.
Yeah, and you haven't been able to do any since, so it just locked in what was in Colorado at the point of legalization, and then from there you can breed with it.
That's
kind of
cool.
You had that pool of local genetics were able to get registered.
And what happens if say a bud was to enter, like if someone was to try and sell a different strand that wasn't on the government menu, I guess what you're sort of describing, how is that policed? Is there people that go, hey, that gives me a different buzz, that ain't the, you know, how does it work?
Well, point that you're cultivating in order to manufacture the product, when you apply to cultivate, you're saying this is what I want to grow. So you know, that's where you get approval right at the beginning.
Wow.
Yeah, so you just do that straight up right at the beginning. But as I say, we just don't know exactly how they're going to do it, the difference could be, you know, it's either going to be really difficult to get going and we'll just get dominated by Canadian and Australian companies, or not, you know, and that's all going to come down to
the difference between being like a timid decisions and sort of being righteous, right? I mean, if you be timid, then you kind of follow the rules of other countries, which traditionally New Zealand hasn't really been.
Yeah,
you know, it's cool if we could get back to something that was quite rad again.
Having cannabis industries in other countries hasn't yet benefited New Zealand patients. Mm. I think that's a really important point. We already have pharmaceutical cannabis products and companies around the world, and it doesn't make any difference to us here. We need them to be made here by local companies if we actually want to make a difference to patients.
Mm.
Mm. So now, the other thing, though, I went out to Nimbin after
that.
You came in with
some secret papers that we weren't allowed to look at. You know, sort of had to buy your bag.
Come on, man. We've got some stickers from the Nimbin Hemp Embassy. Wonderful people there.
This is perfect. And as anyone that's visited the BFM studio knows. Nice.
One for the door, one for us.
One for the door.
I thought so.
There we go. These are three great stickers, Chris.
So Nimbin is a little town in northern New South Wales. It's actually the third most visited town in New South Wales after Sydney and Byron Bay.
If that's not an indication of the vibrations,
it's
then
only
what
a few
is,
streets. You know, it's this tiny little town. It looks like a hippie acid dream when you walk in. The people are just amazing, wonderful people, and it's just drawn that kind of spirit from all over the place there. And I tell you, this week I was fortunate enough. The very day I was there, it was actually their 45th anniversary of the music festival that founded the town, the Aquarius Festival.
Right.
And they had these Woodstock veterans who had come over like on a sister village swap, you know?
Holy shit!
It was so good, that was pretty cool. Nimbin is a good example of like a laissez-faire approach almost, you know? There aren't really any rules, but they police it themselves, and they do a really good job. There's no problems other than
the people have become the power in a sense, right?
That's
so cool.
And they've got a really vibrant hemp industry happening around there too, with a lot of really exciting things happening.
Right on.
Mm.
Sweet, mate.
Did you say something?
We do have a British Medical Institute came out with a journal article.
British Medical Journal. Probably the foremost medical journal in the world. You'd think up there with the New England Medical Journal. And last few days published a editorial calling for saying that all drugs should be legalized, regulated, and taxed.
That's definitely the fastest way to global consciousness, right?
I think it just makes sense because dose, purity.
I feel like my neighbour needs to take mushrooms more often. That's what I'm saying.
It just makes everything a lot safer, doesn't it? And if anyone needs help, they can access help. They're not a criminal. Mm. You know what you're taking. And there's probably a certain amount of education around it. So you're going to make the right choice and do it in the right situation.
Absolutely, yeah. I think if you're coming from a harm reduction point of view, if you're thinking the point of drug laws is to protect people that are going to use drugs and give people information to make safe choices, then you have to end up at that conclusion that it should be regulated and taxed. If it's more of a moralistic thing for you, or if it's just a inherently bad thing to do, then you're probably not going to end up at that position. But I think there's fewer and fewer people these days that think that way. And it's certainly what our drug laws to date have been based on, and now we're living in this era. This is happening. We're actually getting drug laws around the world that are coming from a harm reduction point of view and based on evidence and fact.
I think it, as well, if you put the best way to describe it is classics in front of people, you know, it's like mushrooms, LSD and ecstasy.
Tried and tested.
You know, people are probably going to be pretty happy with that and not go down the route of finding all these funky, heavy opioids and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. I mean, if nothing else, it shows, you know, you ban one thing and it just pushes demand into unknown areas.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, you can't stop the what seems to be a perfectly normal thing that, that people do, and most people do it quite safely, and it's just a, you know, these days it's a fairly normal thing to do.
Mm.
And, yeah, the best thing you can do is regulate that and make it safe.
Right on. Hey, thanks, chaps. Thank you, Chris.
Right on.
Thank
Catch you,
you
next week.
Oh, thanks, Big Hungry.
Thank you to
it
me as well.
It means a lot.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
And
thanks
everyone
for the stickers.
Listening.
These stickers are fantastic. I'm
all right.
Pumped.
Polite, of course, is police in certain languages.
Hmm.
But for those of you who can't see it, which is everyone, it looks like a police logo, but instead of police, it says polite. And if you go to Holland, that's polite.
And we've got
and all the cops, they not only really are polite, but they're labelled as polite. Well, or polite or something, you know. So, yeah. Chuck it around.
Probably translates.
We love it.
Please punch in other languages. Who knows?
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.